The Guardian.
Thanks for listening to this short guide to making a great podcast from The Guardian. Over the next few minutes, we're going to share with you 10 top tips on how to make your podcast sound fantastic.
Number 10.
Think clearly about your subject matter. Podcasts are different from radio shows and have more devoted audiences. On the radio, you have to appeal to everyone in the office or the car or the house. But with a podcast, you tend to be broadcasting to an individual who is chosen specifically to listen to your program. Have a look around The Guardian's website to see how focused their podcasts are on specific subject areas and audiences.
With more and more people taking up cycling and using bikes both recreationally and for commuting, we thought it was high time we added a program about cycling to our range of podcasts.
This is Science Weekly from The Guardian.
This is Media Talk from The Guardian.
Book of the Week with Claire Armistead on guardian.co.uk.
Hello and welcome to Tech Weekly from The Guardian for the week beginning the 22nd of March 2010.
Number 9.
Do plenty of good research. If you're interviewing someone, it's nice to show you care. Plan some questions in advance, but don't be a slave to them. Make sure you ask plenty of open questions too. It's important that you sound like you know what you're talking about and give your subject plenty of opportunity to talk. Here's Marcia Shandor on a podcast from XFM surprising a couple of her subjects with her in-depth research.
Didn't you once spend the night with the police in Cleveland?
Yeah.
What was this?
How did you know about that?
I'm good at research.
Oh, wow. That's amazing. I've done that. I stayed up all night with the Vice unit. I've done it a couple times, once on purpose and then once by accident recently.
I heard you threw a tanty at the audience once.
Oh, massive. Yes, I did. Who told you that?
I just done my
research.
You just
heard. Yeah, no, I did. We do double recordings. So.
Don't be afraid to push your subject for an answer. Sometimes closed questions work well too. Here's Scottish political journalist Leslie Riddoch pressing the First Minister.
Forgive him for louping in, but we have got so many callers and we haven't had even a fraction of them yet. But just to get this clear, trams in Edinburgh, you don't want them.
We're opposed to them,
right,
and we recognise that as a minority government we have
to advocate our view in a sensible way. That's great. I just couldn't get over the fact that someone who might be a First Minister just said yes or no without any further equivocation. It was great.
Number 8.
Branding. There's a lot of them out there, so make sure people know it's you that made it. A lot of popular podcasts start with some sort of identification.
The Guardian.
BBC Six Music Podcasts.
Six Music.
This is a free download from the BBC. Find out more at bbc.co.uk/sixmusic.
This is the big podcast from Steve Wright in the afternoon. Not only is it big, it's also free.
Thank you for downloading this Absolute Radio podcast.
XFM.
This is Stephen Fry, and you're listening to Stephen Fry's Podgrounds.
Number 7.
Before you start, think about your equipment. Is it working properly? The last thing you want is to run out of batteries or have a microphone in the wrong place. It could be the best interview in the world, but a poor recording can make it very hard to listen to. Here's John Lennon talking to Rolling Stone magazine.
Thank you.
Are you pleased with your album, new album?
Yes. That again,
so
no.
Feel that this is the single thing to do, just for a number of therapies.
I don't know, you see, because I've no idea.
Even the biggest John Lennon fan might give up on that.
Number 6.
At the start, let your listeners know what's coming up. There are various ways of doing this. Use teases and clips, or simply just tell them. Podcasts are rarely live, so try recording your opening menu last. Here's a great example of that, taken from one of The Guardian's comedy podcasts.
The Guardian, live at the Edinburgh Festival 2009.
Hi, I'm Reginald D. Hunter, and I have